Hello folks, welcome to the first official episode of the STFU podcast, where we have got all supreme tech for you. You're joined by Anmol, and today was quite an important day for Samsung. The Korean giant, you could say, bid adieu to the explosive Note 7's legacy and launched the next flagship device, the Note 8. And to be honest, it's just what you expect from a Galaxy Note device. A huge block of screen with an S Pen and no gimmicks. And this time around, we have also been treated with a dual lens setup, wireless charging, and much more. So, without wasting any time, let's get into the specifics right away. The Galaxy S8 is not a small device by any means, and that's the USP Samsung adopted when they first released the Note lineup back in 2011. For the Note 8, Samsung has decided to pack a 6.3-inch Quad HD 2K Super AMOLED display in the device. This is the same infinity display with minimal bezels and an odd aspect ratio of 18.5:9. The Note 8, from the looks of it, is surely a chunky device with a lot of screen ratio. But the rounded edges make do for the same in the looks department. You also have your usual power button and volume rockers on the right, and now a new Bixby button on the left. This button on the left can be used to invoke Samsung's AI assistant, which has now been made available globally in more than 200 countries. Talking about the specifications, you would find that the Galaxy Note 8 has a striking resemblance to the previous Samsung flagship device, the S8 or the S8 Plus. You still get a 64-bit octa-core 10-nanometer processor. This means you will either get the Snapdragon 835 or the Exynos 8895 processor depending upon your location. This is coupled with 6GB of RAM and 64GB of internal storage. But you've also been provided with a micro SD card slot so that you can expand on that storage. Samsung has taken into consideration last year's events, that is the explosion of the Note 7, and reduce the battery size to just 3300 mAh. This would surely be less for this massive 6.3-inch display. The device is powered by Android 7.1.1 Nougat, running TouchWiz interface on top. Further, you also get IP68 water and dust resistance and wireless charging with this device. But these are the basic specifications. The highlights of the device would have to be the dual camera lens and the S Pen. Partaking in the ongoing trend, Samsung has now also included dual lenses in its flagship device, the Note 8. While the first sensor is similar to the one already found on the Galaxy S8, the newer sensor is a telephoto lens with 2x optical zoom capabilities. While the former has an aperture of f1.7, the latter has an aperture of f2.4 to capture more depth and detail. Both the lenses have the same 12 megapixel resolution and now include optical image stabilization. Yes, OIS is now present in both lenses, meaning more focused and crisp pictures are in tow. One of the more exciting features, however, of the dual lens camera is live focus. This new feature lets you focus and selectively blur out the background of a photo or video in real time. This means you can take a subject and while clicking the picture in real time, you can adjust the focus of the background. Plus, while using this feature, the Note 8 does not capture only one photo, but it captures two photos, one which is zoomed in with the telephoto lens and the other with the wide angle lens, that is the first lens that has been included in this device. The front camera is the same 8 megapixel lens seen on the S8. Now, the Note lineup is very popular among Samsung enthusiasts and productivity messiahs for a very important reason, and that is the S Pen. The Galaxy Note 8 also includes the S Pen, but it is much better than previous iterations. The highlight features of the new S Pen would have to be live messages and Apps Edge. Talking about live messages, you now have the capability to write messages in your own handwriting and doodle and send them to your friends right then and there. While the App's Edge feature enables you to pick any two applications that you use on the regular, couple them and store in the Apps section of the S Pen. This means whenever you pull out the S Pen, the Apps section would open and you could easily select that couple applications and open them in split screen automatically. The other important features that have been added to the S Pen are translation and currency. This means whenever you select a text on screen which is in a foreign language to you, the S Pen would translate it right then and there. You don't need a third-party application for the same. And if you select a number on screen, then it would show currency conversion or exchange rates, and depending upon your location or your language. But another cool feature that the S Pen is now capable of is the on-display note-taking capability. This enables you to take notes or memos and make your to-do lists even when the screen is locked. This will enable you to save battery and you can write up to 100 pages without even worrying about space. So that's it for the S Pen, and many people would benefit from these features. We will now dive into the availability and pricing details of the Note 8. Galaxy Note 8 will be up for pre-order on August 24th, that is today. It will be available in 4 different color variants, namely Midnight Black, Orchid Grey, Deep Sea Blue and Maple Gold. Samsung has, however, decided to kick things off with just 2 colors, that are black and grey, and I'd pick the first one. You'll be able to pick one of these huge devices from your nearest retailer or telecom operator on September 15th, but for a rather hefty price. And if you're not ready for it, be ready, because you'll have to pay about $950 to get one of these. That's a rather steep price for a smartphone. But Samsung is also providing you to choose between 2 promotional offers. You could either pick a Gear 360 camera or a 128GB micro SD card and fast wireless charging pad to go with your device. From my point of view, Samsung could have gone with a continuum style device called Lex to help people access it and see if this device is any useful in converting their smartphones into a full desktop. But it's up to Samsung, and you will get one of these promotional offers with the device. The Samsung Galaxy Note 8, from what you've just heard, sounds like a very robust and powerful device. It packs the latest and greatest in terms of processor, camera, and also the S Pen. But is it worth at $950? According to my point of view, being a citizen of India where people prefer budget devices, I don't think it is, because you can get almost similar specifications minus the S Pen at just $450 to $500 in the form of OnePlus 5, which provides an equally good performance at a cheaper price. So I believe the Note 8 would be picked up by Samsung enthusiasts and the people who have been saddened by the demise of the Note 7, while others would opt for a similarly feature-packed device at a budget price like the Honor 8 Pro or the OnePlus 5 or any other similar device in this price range. So that's it for the first episode of the STFU podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Any suggestions and comments are very welcome, so feel free to post them in this podcast. And you could also follow me on Twitter at _bondsatch, and I'll be happy to answer any of your queries. Peace.